Hey, welcome back. Hey guys, how have you been doing? This is your host Selwyn Robbins for the Mandated Podcast. Looking forward to doing another episode with you on what we've been speaking on over about the last month or so, and that is Gideon and being empowered and mentored. But before we even get into this, I just want to ask you the question I will always present. How are you doing? How's your family doing? What are you doing to maintain your health, maintain your center of focus? And at the same time, how are you able to keep your family going? You know, even in spite of the things that are going on, putting that aside, we know that the family is the nucleus of what we do, who we are, and what we continue to make sure we do our best for. So we always want to do a self-check and make sure that we're getting answers. And it may not always be the answers that we're looking for. Well, what do you mean it may not be all the answer that we're looking for? In the time that we're performing this self-check, you know, it's just as when you go to the doctor, you're going for an annual physical, or you're just going for a checkup to see what may be happening, things that you may need to change in your life as far as diet and exercise, even mental awareness. And I say this for this particular reason, just on the health aspect of our episode today, that I want to say it was last week I decided to get in contact with my PCP, Dr. Kim, because for, I want to say maybe the past 2 months or so, it seemed like on the left side of my chest, I would start feeling a little pain, maybe a slight pressure. The pain was not something unbearable. It almost felt like a small needle prick that would be present for maybe about half hour or so, I guess, but nothing that would stop me from doing what I needed to do. And I would notice it more so at work when I sat down at lunch, you know, to take a break or whatnot. So, you know, in speaking with my wife, and please, guys, always speak to your wife about your health concerns. You know, she said, hey, you know, just go ahead and connect with your doctor and see what he'll tell you. So I did speak to him via teleconference and, you know, gave him the insight of how I was feeling. So he said, hey, let's go ahead and run some x-rays on your chest, you know, your sternum and whatnot, and then we'll go from there. And in the meantime, he did suggest to take extra strength Tylenol because I do have a small anemic issue. Tylenol extra strength will help better rather than aspirin. So the next day, actually, I went in for the x-rays, and I want to say it was probably later that day, if not the next day, actually, that I got a call from his physician, and they gave me good news saying, you know, they didn't find anything at all. So that definitely was a relief. And I say this for this specific reason. Don't put it aside, any small little pain that you may feel. You know, as men, you know, we try to tough out a lot of things, which in some instances we have to. But we have to be more conscious when it's a health matter. Guys, I can never emphasize this enough. You have so many people counting on you that we have to make sure we're staying in the best shape possible. So I was very glad to receive that news, and I went about my day. As a matter of fact, I want to say I took 2 extra strength Tylenol the other day just because I felt that issue. So I'm gonna continue monitoring. Even though the doctor said there was nothing there, which I trust in his word, I have to live with my body every day, right? So I have to watch my steps, everything I do. So I can be here for you, for one thing, because as my wife and I always speak, we have to be in the best shape possible, because from personal experience, God has so much in store for us that we need to be ready in all aspects of our life to handle the blessing that's coming. So I hope that word actually sits with you, because it's definitely resonating with me. All right. Also, I just want to keep you abreast of what's going on. Of course, you know, we're in the season of the presidential election, which is happening November 3rd, with today being September 4th. We're 15 days away from the first presidential debate, and that is going to be on the 29th. It's going to be located at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, from an Eastern time of 9 to 10:30, which the moderator is going to be Chris Wallace from Fox News Sunday. So please, I would encourage you to watch the debates if you've never done so before. You really need to know who your candidates are outside of what the media is posting. I believe as potential voters, we always have some connection to those that we're going to possibly vote for. It could be the aesthetics, such as how they look, how they carry themselves, how they talk. Others may look at their policies that they're going to be discussing. Whatever resonates with you, please be informed wherever you need. Well, I don't want to say wherever, but check your sources on your information, please, because we want to make sure that everybody is getting the information they need to vote effectively. Also, in art, man, this was so cool. I am connected to a family on Facebook. It's the Scott family, and they have two boys. They actually have four kids. Two boys came in talent, and they're both talented. Cayman is now tagging, and for those who don't know what tagging is, go find a local railroad car and you'll see graffiti. That's basically what it is. But graffiti in itself is such an awesome, free-spirited piece of art. And this young man is so creative because of what his who his parents are, that he took saran wrap and made a board, an art board per se, using the saran wrap around two trees, and he tagged the saran wrap, and it is so awesome. And then his younger brother, I want to say maybe by 2 years, Talon, he created his own piece of art, which, man, I don't know how I can really explain it, but it's I don't want to say it's graffiti, but it's freehand art where it's very encompassing of everything. So he had a helmet, a space helmet, and inside the mask of the helmet, he drew a scene which was colored. And man, I just really can't explain it, but it was so awesome and exciting to see these two young boys express themselves in such a way because their parents have allowed them the freedom to be creative. And I've told my wife this before, and I don't know if I've said it here before, but for those when, you know, in the time that I was growing up in elementary school, when you had art time or coloring time, you were always taught to color within the black lines. And the black lines were the outline of the picture. And that was fine because, you know, it kept things in order per se, and it made it look real neat. But something I truly believe, and maybe this really applies to all those that are creative and artistic in any genre, is that at some point in time, you're going to have to color outside of the lines. Why do I say that? Because the line in itself, though it keeps things neat, it also keeps things from going further. You know, it's almost like a boundary. And one thing I know about the creative mind is that in order to really release your creativity, you have to step out of what is comfortable to you. You have to express yourself. And I thank God that these two young boys and everybody else that is coloring outside of the lines are expressing themselves in a way that is true to them. So whatever it may be business, it may be marriage, it may be your work or whatnot, think outside of the box. And that's where it comes from. Think outside of the box, and believe me, you will find more prosperity, more energy, more excitement in your life when you see yourself doing something different that's expressive of you. All right, so what we're going to do is go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to speak about Gideon and being mentored and empowered, but I'm going to make this a little bit more personal, and I'm going to tell you what it is. So when we come back, we're going to get into it. All right, guys, welcome back. And if you're just joining us, this is your mandated episode, and I am your host, Selwyn Robbins. So as I said before the break, we're going to get into the conversation that we were in last time we spoke. And of course, we're still with Gideon, specifically being mentored and empowered. But as I said, I wanted to make this a little bit more personal this time around. So just as a background, we've been speaking on Gideon and more specifically his father. This is in Judges 6 when you get a time to read it. And we're at a turning point in Gideon's life where his father stands up for him because of the what they would call a heinous act of tearing down the images of Baal and Asherah. So his father, Joash, stands up for him because the people of the city want to basically kill Gideon. So as I was speaking about it last time, I said, as fathers, we have a very important role to play in the lives of our sons and daughters and the family as a whole, but specifically our children. And this is a turning point for the father as well, because he now has, if he didn't before, an opportunity to speak life into his son by action and words. And where I want to go today, as I said, this is going to be a little bit more at home, is just earlier this week on Tuesday, September 1st, actually, we had buried the patriarch of our family, Michael Caterson. And of course, you know, this was definitely a tough memorial, being that his wife, the matriarch of our family, had passed away, actually, I want to say 4 years ago, almost to the date. And it's one thing to lose the matriarch. It's another as well to lose the patriarch, what you would consider the head of the family. So in this, you know, as with any passing of someone in the family, you always reflect back on those precious moments, those times that you shared, that you were able to be in their presence, whether good or bad. You tend to go back and think about those moments, and you cherish them. You embrace them. You hold on to them. I believe as we should, you know, we can't change history. We cannot rewrite the past. We can, for the most part, just live by it. Or live from it, whatever stand you may take on it. So the burial itself was, it didn't go off without a hitch. Oh my God, it was, things got delayed. And you know, you wonder, it's like, how in the world does a funeral get delayed or pushed back? But that's a whole nother story we're not going to get into. But nonetheless, I was asked to at least read a prayer for him. Because of COVID, we had to wait at least, I want to say 2 weeks or so, while the city and the funeral home were able to prepare the body and get the required documents and permits in place so that we could at least host the burial. And one thing that was very frustrating to the families because of COVID, you know, just the guidelines itself state that we couldn't be graveside, you know, basically standing next to the grave as he was being buried. And family just was not having that. They just were not. And you have to understand, you know, the way tradition has been over the years is that you're at least able to see the body placed in the ground and stand as a family, as friends and family for the deceased. So, as I said, it didn't go off with a hitch. It was pushed back due to an unfortunate delay. But in the end, everything worked out, so much so that we all remembered the funniest moments we could really recollect with Granddad. Man, it was just really funny to where, you know, we walked away with a smile. But the sad thing about everything happening was the way he passed is that, you know, because of old age, he was dealing with dementia, Alzheimer's. And then within the last week, he was tested positive for COVID with no symptoms. But of course, you know, at that age and his body already debilitated by the onset of those diseases, COVID just added to that. And unfortunately, the body just could not hold out. So it succumbed to those issues. And just in reflecting, it just made me think about me as a father today, what I would love to be able to pass on to my children and my grandchildren. You know, my grandfather, Michael, didn't necessarily have a statement per se that I could recollect, but my mother, his daughter, says something there at the end that he had mentioned to my mom and aunt, that make sure that everybody stays together. If nothing else, that was one thing he did say, make sure everybody stays together. And in that, we are talking about not just staying together as a family, but also dealing with things as a family. Some families are tighter than others. Some are able to deal with issues. Some are not. Whatever the case may be, as a family, we walk through this. And my wife and I, we have talked on and off about, you know, how we would prepare if we were one of us were unfortunately passed away. So we've talked about those things. But what I really, really focus on this day and age as a father is legacy. So what do I mean is legacy? One thing I always want to be able to do is sit at the head of the table as a father, as a husband, as a grandfather, and look down both sides of that table and see the generations from my seed. And that may be weird to say from seed, but we have to think about it in that particular aspect of men, because guys, you are the seed, plain and simple. You are the one that this bloodline starts from. Whatever it is, on both sides of the table, you're gonna see your wife, your sons, your daughters, your baby girls, your baby boys, all them down that line. And my view, my lens is that I can see how beautiful my children are. This isn't about good or bad. It's just how beautiful they are in spirit. And I remember a time when I was driving with two of my kids, Jay and Francis, and I was going over to my aunt's house at the time. And my son was in the passenger seat with his sister in the back. And we just, you know, used to have some great times, you know, when they were small. We would put on music. I was listening to, I want to say, probably Neo Soul at the time. Just some really out-of-the-box type music that I loved. And I remember one time, I have to say what it was the Spirit told me to turn that radio off because we were listening to the music. And I wasn't in church as consistently as I am now, for sure. But I know the Holy Spirit, reflecting on it, told me to turn that radio off. So I turned it off and I looked to the right and I looked back and I saw the innocence. Let me say that right. The innocence of my kids. And oh my God, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And I see that in all my kids, you know, Jessica and her family and Jay and hers. And now my son, Selwyn, Francis, he and his wife, Aaliyah, just had their first child, Miss Amaya Elaine, earlier this week. So just seeing those things makes me know that it's going to be all right. And I can continue to look down that table. So I just want you to focus on legacy today. You know, if something unfortunately was to happen to you, what would you pass down to your family? And that's the word I want to leave you with today, just thinking about this. You know, Joash had this opportunity to speak into his son's life. He didn't know what was going to happen because, as I said, the town folk were coming to kill his son. And, you know, if you're standing in the way of this, you know, your life is on the line just as well. So if something were to happen to you, what would they remember? Would it be a joke? Would they remember that one statement that resonated with them that they used to grow in life? Could it just be a tool? My grandfather, oh my God, my grandfather had so many tools over the years because he was a mechanic and, you know, his hands were very heavy. That's what I remember. But one of the things I remember about him, but he was so protective of his tools. Seriously, if you borrowed anything, he's like, look, make sure to bring it back. Don't play, right? If you didn't bring it back on the day that you were supposed to, he'd give you a call. It's like, hey, I thought you were bringing my tool back. Even if you forgot, even in the innocence of it, he's still calling you out because that was something dear to him. It could be, you know, the favorite dish, you know, a recipe that is part of the family history, you know, something that you can pass on to your children. What are those things that you would be able to pass down as a father, as a husband, you know, as a grandfather, someone that was very dear to your friends, you know, that you always try to give your best, what would they remember? So I just want to leave you with this. When you look upon your life right now, know that you are doing your best. You can do your best. You can even do better. And I will always say this, this is not about right or wrong, but this is about empowering the next generation. And that is what my wife and I are doing, is building legacy. This podcast is even about legacy. It's not just for me to help men and young men, but it's also giving the foundation for what my sons and my daughters can do just as well. They may not start a podcast, but like my son, he wants to go into journalism. Well, in journalism, you have to speak and write just as well, which I do for the podcast. So he now has some kind of structure, some kind of guide to go by. My wife and I, we're also working on creating t-shirts. I mean, we found a niche that we can tie into. So that could go to our daughters, you know, and our grandchildren just as well. Remember that everything you're doing at this point is not just for you. It's going to be for somebody else. So do your best. Continue to strive to excel, because as I'm always going to say, there's someone that's attached to you, looking at you, learning from you. Don't let them down, guys. We're not perfect, but we let them down by not trying. If you at least try, that's some form of success. So as a father to another father, as a father to a young man, I want to ask you to start building your legacy. Hey guys, this is your host Selwyn Robbins. I'm glad I was able to speak to you from the heart today about something that was personal. And I just so hope that it resonates with you and encourages you to do something for your family that's gonna last for generations to come. Hey guys, I look forward to talking to you again. Have a blessed weekend.